The New Factory Thinker by Bill Bishop. Section 4. New Factory Foundations. Chapter 29. Value Hubs. Karl Marx was right about a few things. In his economic theory, he conjectured that societies organize themselves around their means of production. The means of production has two parts, raw material, and the technology used to increase the economic value of that raw material. In an agrarian society, the means of production consists of soil, raw material, and the shovel or plow technology. In an industrial society, the raw material is human labor, and the key technology is the assembly line. Marx believed that class warfare was inevitable because the owners of the technology, capitalists, exploited the providers of the raw material, the workers. What Marx didn't foresee was the new factory. The central premise of this book is that the means of production in our society has changed fundamentally. It now consists of thinking, the raw material, and networked communication, the technology. This change in the means of production has transformed the marketplace on a fundamental level. It is now possible for everyone to be the master of his or her own means of production. To do this, however, we must rewire our minds and reorganize how we provide value in the world. We must relinquish assembly lines and become value hubs. When you act as a value hub, you help your customers achieve their big goals and solve their big problems. Your intention is to get the job done by providing whatever resources are necessary, even if another company or industry provides them. Instead of trying to pump out a predetermined product or service, you route a stream of value to your customers and capture wealth in the process. Constantly shifting and adapting, you develop new ideas and source new resources depending on the ever-changing needs of your customers. To stay resilient, you develop an operational structure with minimal fixed assets, and as much as possible your operation is virtual. By routing value to customers, a value hub mirrors the physical structure of the internet itself, where information is sorted and distributed by routers connected together in a network. The routers take incoming fragmented information packets and directs them to their destinations, where the packets are reassembled and presented in the form of emails, web pages, videos, voice over internet, and a myriad of other forms. As the internet and its networked structure has become the dominant means of production in our global economy, the marketplace and our society have increasingly come to resemble it. Companies and individuals who use new factory thinking and operate as value hubs are more successful because they have organized their thinking and operational methods to match the new means of production. Old factory thinkers who continue to operate like assembly lines are now realizing less success because their thinking and methods are not congruent with the new means of production. Old factory thinkers will be further marginalized because the structure of their operations, assembly lines, won't fit into the networked structure of the emerging new factories. It will be like trying to stick a square peg into a round hole. New factory thinkers, however, will connect seamlessly into the growing network of value hubs, where each person and company will route value to and from each other. It's important to stress that, even though the internet is the means of production driving the emergence of value hubs, it does not mean that a value hub needs to be technologically driven. It does not. A value hub is primarily driven by its intention to help customers achieve their big goals and solve their big problems. How this is accomplished requires much more than just technology. It requires the intention to put your customers' goals ahead of your own. It requires objectivity and a willingness to innovate and continuously create new kinds of value. You also have to be willing to work together with others, perhaps even your competitors. These requisites of a value hub are not technology dependent. In fact, a new factory thinker does not tie her value hub to any particular technology because she knows that technology is constantly changing. Most old factory thinkers resist the value hub concept. They are heavily invested in their products and services and have significant capital tied up in their assembly lines. They are also supported in their opposition by the old factory industrial complex, including old factory politicians, bureaucrats, media, banks, energy companies, and large corporations. But their resistance is futile. New factories and their value hubs are going to rock their world, and it's going to happen faster than they can imagine. Alpha hubs. As new factories become more powerful and the value hub economy gains steam, some new factories will become alpha hubs. They will have the most members and route the most value through their hubs. Smaller new factories will become suppliers to these dominant players as beta hubs. Companies that continue to operate as old factory assembly lines will be marginalized or disappear altogether. This is the game being played by new factories like Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and Amazon. They're battling it out to see which one will be the globe's premier alpha hub. That's why they're buying up other new factories and developing new value components like driverless cars, home automation systems, and cloud-based services. They want a greater and greater share of their members' transactions to go through their hub. Fortunately, you don't need to be a big company like Apple or Google to play this game. You can become the alpha network in your particular customer niche. For example, if your customer type is mountain bikers, you can try to route more mountain bike-related value through your hub than any other company in your industry. That's why new factory thinking is such an opportunity. Anyone, anywhere, can become an alpha hub. You just have to pick a customer niche that no one has captured yet. Typically, the first new factory to exploit the network effect with an untapped customer niche will hold an unbeatable advantage over also-rans. This game is winner-take-all. Instances. Another concept that is critical to new factory thinking and the value hub paradigm is the idea of instances. This term points to the fact that your customers' needs are unique for each specific instance of time and place. In other words, what your customers need in one instance may not be what they need in another instance. Their requirements change year to year, day to day, minute by minute. For example, you might have a health-oriented new factory that serves adult children of parents who suffer from dementia. You have a value hub that provides a constellation of products and services for this market. But you also know that the needs of your members change constantly. As such, you have a team of coaches who are skilled at investigating the particular needs of members at each instance of contact and empower them to provide mass customized solutions. Mass customization. Providing unique packets of value for each instance is another feature of a new factory, and why new factory thinkers build value hubs that facilitate mass customization. An old factory is designed for mass production. Its goal is to efficiently deliver the same product or service over and over again. But in a new factory, the goal is to efficiently provide a unique solution over and over again. Let's look at it this way. An old factory auto company would build an assembly line to produce the same car every 5 minutes, while a new factory auto company would create a value hub to produce a unique car every 5 minutes. In fact, it might produce a car in one instance and a lampshade in the next instance. The key point is, the new factory would provide this type of mass customization just as efficiently as the old factory because it is configured to do so. It is designed from the bottom up as a value hub. Mass customization is what the market wants. Your customers' needs change continuously. Each instance is different. If you aren't able to meet their unique needs in an instance, your customer will turn to a new factory that can. And if they do leave, your competitor will become the alpha network instead of you. Thinking is the new raw material. Thinking is the most important activity in a value hub. A new factory thinker is always contemplating how to solve her members' big problems and achieve their big goals. She continuously hones her model and anti-model and looks for new strategies, ideas, and resources. Most importantly, her thinking is directed first towards the needs of her members, not her own. That's why this book is called The New Factory Thinker. We have reached the point in human economic history when thinking is the primary raw material in our economy. How we use our minds will determine our individual success and the future of our society. From my perspective, our minds are an untapped resource. We aren't using them for the right purposes, and as a result, we aren't achieving our full potential. But when we see our companies and ourselves as value hubs, we naturally engage in the right kind of thinking and achieve our full potential. Connecting the value hubs. One businessman asked me, "But what if everyone builds a new factory and creates a value hub? Won't that negate my competitive advantage?" His question stumped me for a second. But I knew he didn't have anything to worry about because most old factory thinkers will never create a new factory. Most of them will ride their old factory train over the cliff. But I had a better answer. "That will be great," I said. "Each value hub will connect to every other value hub. We will share our members and resources with each other." Since I gave that answer, I've become more convinced that this is what will happen. Each value hub will connect with the others, in the same way that all computer devices are now connected by the internet. It will be commonplace for new factories to give and get referral commissions from other new factories. It will be a win-win for everyone. It will also dramatically increase the efficiency and frequency of economic activity. So don't delay. Build your new factory now. Then connect with other new factory thinkers. Route value from your company to their value hub, and vice versa. Imagine the possibilities.